3 feet over the mud. And the teamsters camped on the Wilga Range and swore at the rising flood. One by one they had tried the trip, double and treble teams. And one after one each desert ship had sunk to her axle beams. The last of the teamsters had struggled back, and the sun was low in the sky. And the first of the stars was peeping out when dear away Dan came by. There's never a teamster draws to back, but has taken the help of Dan. There's never a team on the great North Road can lift as the big Romans can. Broad hip beauties that nothing can stop, leaders that swing to a cough. Eight blue roans on the near side yoked, and eight red roans on the off. But they warned Dan now there were 5 good miles to the front of you holding mud. If you never were stopped before, old man, you were stopped by the Wilga flood. The dark will be down in an hour or so, there isn't the ghost of a moon. So leave your nags in the station grass instead of the long lagoon. Dan stood up to the leader's head and fondled the big brown nose. There's many a mile in the wrong team yet before they are feed for the crows. The light of the stars is light enough, they have nothing to do but plow. There's never a swamp has held them yet, and the swamp won't stop them now. They're waiting for flower at Swagman's Bend, I'll steer for the lifting light. There's nothing to fear with a team like mine, and I camp in the bend tonight. So they stood aside and they watched them pass in the glow of the sinking sun. With straining muscles and tightened chains, 16 pulling like one. With jingling harness and groaning wheels and bare hooves rhythmic tramp. Creaking timbers and lurching load, the Fire Queen faced the swamp. And the big roans fought for footing, and the spurs threshed like flames. And the big wheels lifted the muddy spume to the bend of the red float rails. And they cheered him out to the westward with the last of the failing light. And the splashing hooves and the driver's voice died softly away in the night. Now some of them speak of a shadowy form that guided the leader's reins. Some of them speak of a shod black horse pulled in the offside chains. Dropped his head, you could hear the tug chains ring. And Dan to the Swagman's Bend came through, mud spattered from foot to head. And you couldn't tell which of the roans were blue and which of the roans were red. Now this is the tale as I heard it told, and many believe it true. When the teamsters say in their offhand way, 'twas the devil pulled him through. There's never